So I was told to speak about Chanukah with Chanukah coming up, so we'll take a break from Netilas Yadayim for a few weeks. So, Rambam has a halacha, which at first glance makes no sense. He writes, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is mitzvah chaviva hi ma'od, is the most special mitzvah. Chaviva, it's beloved, ad ma'od, the most. Vitor tremendously. Vitzarech adam lizarba, person needs to be careful with it. Kidei lahodia hanes, in order to publicize the miracle. Olahosif b'shevach hakel, to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'odayolo, ala nisim sha'asa lanu, on the nisim that Hashem did. Pretty wild Rambam. So out of all the 613, the Chanukah is not one of 613, but out of all the mitzvahs of the Torah, the Rambam only time, at least according to the Achronim, I don't know all the Rambam by heart, but at least the Achronim point out, this is the only time that the Rambam calls the mitzvah chaviva hi admaod. It's the most beloved mitzvah. So first question you have to ask is, well, who cares that it's beloved? Like, why does that affect my life? This is officially a halacha shir, right? So how, the fact that it's beloved, what does that mean to me? So the actual halacha the Rambam is talking about is you need to borrow money from tzedakah if you don't have Chanukah candles. But there are other halachas you also need to borrow money for if you don't have arba kosos. But the Rambam doesn't say it's chaviva hi ma'od. So what does it mean chaviva hi ma'od? So there are three nafkamin, as I saw, about the fact that it's chaviva. The first nafkamin is what do you do with the leftover oil after Chanukah? So the halacha is, Tosa speaks this out, the halacha is the extra oil of Chanukah must be burnt. You're not going to benefit from the extra oil of the candles. As opposed to, if you think about by Sukkot, after it's over, you want to take out down your decorations and use your decorations for whatever you want, you can. After Neris Shabbos, if you have any leftover oil after Shabbos, if you want to add it to your lakas after Shabbos, take the extra oil, maybe a little bit disgusting. But the point is that you can take your oil, leftover oil from Shabbos, and use it for whatever you want. The only thing you can't is Chanukah. So the question Tosa says, well, why? Why by Neris Chanukah are we so strict with the leftover oil? Answer says Tosa, because it's a mitzvah chaviva. It's a beloved mitzvah, and therefore your mind is so focused on every last drop of oil for the mitzvah that therefore you can't use it afterwards because you designated it because your mind is so focused on it because it's a mitzvah chaviva, number one. Number two, most mitzvahs that can be done through a shliach, through an emissary, what bracha do you make? Al habracha. Al. So for example, al hamila, because why? Because a mila could be done. Hopefully you don't do your own, don't do your kid's mila, or maybe you do. Good luck for you. I did not do my kid's mila. Right? I hired a moa. So it's al hamila. It's al. Anytime you say that it's a mitzvah that you have to do yourself, you say le, the lamed in front of it. So give me another mitzvah. Huh? L'aniyachton. Excellent. Thank you. Perfect. That's a good one. L'aniyachton. So how come by Chanukah, asked the Rush, it's lehadlik ner, right? It's lehadlik ner, but you can have a shliach light candles for you. So what's so special about Chanukah that it's le instead of al, even though it could be done with the shliach? Answer is, says the Rush, because it's a mitzvah chaviva ma'od. It's so beloved, you want to do it yourself. Pretty wild. Nafkamina number three, or proof number three that it's so special, or instance number three, is what? Is there's the only mitzvah that you have a mitzvah for seeing the mitzvah. If you're not going to light Neros Chanukah for some, whatever reason, for you can't for some reason, and you see Neros Chanukah, the halacha is you make a bracha on seeing Neros Chanukah, sha'asa nisim, on seeing the candles. Now, it doesn't practically come up, because for the most part, we light our own, or our wife is lighting for us, or some member of our family. And in the weird instance that it comes up, that you're traveling on a train, I don't know, no one's at home to light for you, or whatever the case is, so then you see a Neros Chanukah, you would make so you see from over here, why? What's the reason for this bracha? Answer is, because it's such a special mitzvah, even viewing the mitzvah deserves its own bracha. Very nice. I now prove to you that Chanukah has ramifications that it's a mitzvah chaviva. The obvious question is, well, why is it a mitzvah chaviva? So now, 3 minutes, six answers, okay? Answer number one is very simple, because where else do you find, which other mitzvah do you find that has mahadrin min hamahadrin? We have mahadrin by mitzvahs, we have hider mitzvah, but it's the only mitzvah where we have different levels of beauty. So it's kind of like a circular. It doesn't really answer the question. It doesn't explain why it's chaviv, but it at least Well, it does explain why it's chavik, because Mahadrim Chayrin, but it doesn't explain why is there Mahadrim and Mahadrim. So that's answer number one. Answer number two, I saw him say for Ziva Moadim, the Chanukah, if you think about it, is the only holiday where there's nothing physical eating involved. Every other Yontif has a Suda. Chanukah, we know the famous Tavacha, there's a mitzvah to be a harbos ksas, to eat a little bit more. Okay, you have the jelly donuts and you have your lakas, but there's no Chiv Suda on Chanukah. Therefore, you see, it's a mitzvah chaviv ad mod, because it's fully spiritual. There's no physical manifestation of benefiting from the mitzvah at all, and therefore, that's answer number two, why it's a mitzvah chaviva. The Magen Mishnah on the Rambam says a very cryptic thing. Why is it a mitzvah chaviva? You'd expect someone on the page of the Rambam would say something. He says, Amr Avuna, because the Gemara says, Haragil b'ner Chanukah, if you're accustomed to doing ner Chanukah properly, Havin lo banim tamid hachachamim. You have children that are Talmidei Chachamim. So again, it's a little bit circular. What's the connection? It's a mitzvah chaviv because you're going to have good children if you do it right. But still, what's this? What's the connection? So, the Gevuras Yitzhak, Rabbi Yitzhak Sorotkin, in his Sefer on Chanukah, he says the connection is, if you think about it, Chanukah is very focused on Torah. The Yevanim tried to get rid of Torah. We destroyed the Yevanim. We brought back the Torah. So therefore, Aragel b'ner Chanukah, you'll be Zocha to the ultimate Torah, is you have children who are Talmidei Chachamim. Now, if you think about it, that I would just add, the whole concept, I saw this in Achronim as well, some allude to this, the whole Neres Chanukah is very focused on having children who are Talmidei Chachamim. It's very weird, and we say in Alanisim, I never picked this up till I just saw some Achronim talk about it. We say in Alanisim, right, we say, Ubo b'necha. What do you mean, Bo Banecha? Your sons came? Like, when do we refer to B'nai Yisrael, like, as the sons of God? Yeah, we say, like, Avinu Malkeinu, like, God's our Avinu. We never refer to us, like, B'nai Yisrael, but, like, still, we don't, Bo Banecha, Lidvir Beisecha. You see, we're very focused on the fact that we are God's children. There's a focus on the children. Chanuch, Chanukah is the concept of Chinuch, is a very interesting idea. Maybe that's why Ragil B'tamini Chum, and why we say it's a special mitzvah Chaviva. Answer number three. Answer number four. The whole mitzvah of Neres Chanukah is to be publicized the nes. What other mitzvah do we have that the entire mitzvah, not just the halakha aspect about the mitzvah, the whole mitzvah is just to light a candle to publicize to everyone else. You're going to tell me Megillah has Persume Nisa as well. Can you read Megillah by yourself? Absolutely. You could be Yotze. Chanukah is the only mitzvah where the public publicizing the miracle is an integral aspect of the nes, and therefore if it's a mitzvah chaviva, it's so special because it's public for everyone. Answer number five, this is by Ramosha Geffen, cited in Paris Yosef. I had never heard of Ramosha Geffen, so I googled Ramosha Geffen. He was a Rosh Shiva of Chadera, and in 2011 he was hit by a train and died. Chmono Tzvan, it was a big deal, it was in 2011. It's a big Rosh Shiva in Chadera, is Chatzi Yomav, he was killed, Mamash, a train hit him head on, his car got stuck on the tracks or something, it was horrible. And so, he gives a beautiful answer though. He says that it's the psukim in Malachi. If you look at Malachi, chastises the Kohanim for not loving the Zvachim and the Menachos. They were supposed to be encouraged and then excited about eating all the stuff for Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. They were not excited at all. So if you think about it, Chanukah is their chance to do tshuva. It's all based on Kohanim. You don't think about it. It's only holiday, which is very specific to one group of people. It's the Kohanim were the ones who brought back the oil. The Matis Yo and his sons were Kohanim. They rejuvenated the Beis HaMikdash, but it wasn't only rejuvenation. It was a re-excitement about loving the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's a mitzvah chaviva ad mod. It's not chaviv about the mitzvah. It's a chaviv for the Beis HaMikdash. It's a love of the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. And the final sixth answer I saw by Rav Dan Segel in the Sefer Yerach Moadim is the Shtarka Musar, is that the entire Nes Chanukah is all about bitachon. Is belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you think about it, it's Rabin Biad Ma'atim. What dopes would go out in a fight? I think the Medrash says there was 13 fighters for the Jewish people, right? That was B'nai Ma'atis Yom and his 13 against the whole army. This is ludicrous. This doesn't make no sense. Answer is, it's pure bitachon. It was the only, it's a nace which was built completely on bitachon. The idea that we trust in the Kaddish Baruch. And how relevant is that for this week's parasha that Yosef gets stuck in jail 2 extra years, says the famous Beis Halevi, because he, on his level, shouldn't have trusted, you know, the Sarah Mashkim, is that he should have said, look, he was supposed to do his ishtadlus. Answer is, yeah, you're such a high level, you have such a bitachon, you shouldn't trust in anyone at all. That's the lesson, that's why it's chavivus, this mission, this mitzvah is the most chaviv, it's the most beautiful, is because we, hopefully, instill in us the concept of loving a Kaddish Baruch Hu and trusting in everything that he does. And once we understand that, we'll understand why this is a mitzvah, chaviv v'himo, the only time the Rambam uses such a lashon.